We're posting two short videos today, both of them on the same subject, which is Be Not Afraid. The news media just continues to, if you just sit and watch the news, they're pumping out fear like crazy. Yet, Jesus commands us, be not afraid, do not fear. So many scriptures. So, the reason we're making two short videos today, I want to put a little teaching, or you could call it a short exhortation on this one, because the second one is only going to be me reading some of my favorite scriptures about not being afraid. There's a lot more. This next video is not intended to be exhaustive by any means. It's just a short video. But I didn't want anything to be on that one except just me reading the scriptures. And I thought, well, even a MP3, or, you know, if fear starts trying to come on you, it's just a good thing to just play it. Or watch it. I have to read quite a bit of it, and so I'll be looking down some. But even just the MP3, you just put it on and let God's Word bring hope and strength and faith and power to your life. It's really up to us, you know. Jesus said, be not afraid, neither let your heart be troubled. It's so interesting that he put that on us. We're usually praying, oh God, deliver me from fear. But that's not really what it says. It said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And Paul told us how to stay in peace. And I taught on that in a previous lesson already, but what things soever are true and lovely and pure and of a good report, think on these things. It's up to you what you think on. It's up to Gary what I think on. I can think fear thoughts, or I can think the Word, which will always bring faith. So again, I just wanted to kind of explain what these two little videos are about. I didn't want to do any teaching on the next one because I thought, well, some people might just want to put it on a continuous loop for a while, let it play, maybe even in the background as you're going about doing your work, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, and the Word of God is always full of strength and power and hope, and God is full of wonderful things, and I say it and I'll keep saying it because I believe it with all my heart. The best is yet to come.